Okay, so I'm gonna call the meeting to order, and I'm looking around at some smiling masked faces, and it looks like we have a quorum. So before we approve the agenda, is there anything that anyone wants to pull out of the consent agenda down to new business that you want to discuss further?
I just want clarification on one thing, I don't even need it. It's just that what Megan Sir said the other night at our meeting concerning our future plan and how we can deviate from that. I was just kind of wondering how far down the road do we really want to plan, or how flexible do we want to maintain? And I think that where we are is where we are. Because she was saying, you know, what are we going to do with that property right across from the football field? Because it's going to be prime property for Highway 14 kind of thing. And that might need to be considered, but would it also make a very nice parking lot for the football stadium if that's the long-term plan, and how this is all going to play out? I'm okay with all of it, so.
Okay. So then at this point, I'd ask for a motion to approve the agenda. I'm so moved.
Second.
Hey, Donsley?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. So now we need to make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
And so moved.
Second.
And Donsley?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. We move right down to communications then. First is publications with the school leader update and the Panther Press. Anybody have comment or questions? Nothing. And then letter B is public comments. Do we have any public comments tonight?
Big crowd tonight.
Big crowd, yeah.
Why didn't you put something controversial on the agenda? Try some people out or something.
There's a basketball game tonight, right?
Yeah, there's lots of things going on.
There is. Under reports, we got the principal's report. I bet the principals are a little busy tonight, aren't they?
They are.
I was telling Cassie that I really appreciated seeing the difference in attendance from this year to last year. And it was reassuring that we're doing okay. And then superintendent report.
Yep, just kind of a recap of last calendar year. And then you can see our most updated data at the bottom of that for our COVID numbers. As of today, they've significantly gone down. We pretty much are non-existent at the moment. So we're hoping, we're 2 weeks out from Christmas, almost 2 weeks out from New Year's. I think for the most part, people followed some great safety measures over the holiday breaks. And so our county numbers, I don't think, are reflective of the people who are at our schools right now. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to keep it that way.
Yes. Great. Okay, we'll go to new business then. The first thing we need to consider is the facilities usage and a special request.
Yes, so we are recommending to go to tier 2, which just allows some of our youth programs to come in and practice. They still have to stay under 25 people. They have to stay masked. They have to social distance unless they're on the floor practicing. And so we think that we are in great shape right now to be able to go to that level. We have had a request to use our building for a send-off for a group that's going to be deployed. And that would need to have us in tier 3, which would be basically opening it up for large events outside of the school district. Ryan Paulson and Angie Mitchell and I have talked at length, and we are not comfortable with that yet. We've also talked to Kim Dorn. One of the differences for us is our basketball games. It's the same parents and grandparents that are going and sitting together every Tuesday and Friday and Saturday, or the wrestling. It's kind of like church. Everybody has their same spot that they go to. And even though it's more than two spectators per athlete, it's pretty much the same group that are together. And so having either a little kids tournament or the deployment piece would be bringing in a lot of people from a lot of different places that are not together on a normal basis. And we just feel that that is a risk that we're not ready to take yet. So we are recommending that we go ahead and move to tier 2 We'll come back and we can reconsider where we're at on January 28th, but also realize that if our numbers skyrocket before the 28th, Ryan and I can shut down and go back to tier one again too. So we look at those numbers every day. We consult with Angie and Kim Dorn at the Marion County Public Health. They were very comfortable with that recommendation as well.
What's the date and time for that deployment? Is that?
February 6th.
6th? Is it during the day or evening?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep, and I don't know for sure. I know our high school gym is already booked for that day.
I think they were, Paulson said that the middle school would be available.
Middle school would be available. My understanding is there are 150 servicemen, and then it would be all their family and friends. One of my questions is why they aren't doing it at the armory, because of
the seating, probably, because there's no seating at the armory. It's a big floor, about the size of a basketball.
There's no bleachers.
There's no bleachers or anything. No, and 150 service members, so you're talking probably 3 to 5 people per service member.
Do we have folding chairs? Do we have them? Can we just lend them to them?
Lend them so they can do it.
Where do
they normally do it, deployments?
Have they ever done it at the school?
They haven't since I've been here in 7 years.
I don't remember.
They're probably just looking for a bigger
place. Desert Storm did it and they deployed the Knoxville unit, Roy Richardson and those guys. They did it in the library at what is now the middle school. That was the high school then.
There must not have been very many.
Huh?
There must not have been very many of them.
It was Knoxville.
Oh.
And they did the thing. I remember because I went to it. And that's the only one I can remember. And I was setting them out, I wasn't bringing them back in. So we have done it before, and it is a large, the people are going out, they've got all their family there.
Mm-hmm. It would really be sad if we had them exposed during something at our school. I do favor giving them assistance if they need equipment or things, I'd be more than happy to. I think we could accommodate them.
Marty, the other thing that we thought about offering up is we could record it on use our YouTube channel so we could live stream it.
Yeah.
So people who weren't able to be in person would be able to see that.
I think that would be a wonderful compromise.
We could use our equipment to do that.
Be as helpful as we can, because this is difficult for families and difficult for those guys, but you know, as far as having that many people in our facilities, it's just the risk, I think.
Is it just the Knoxville group, or that, because I know there's Knoxville, I think Sheridan and Oski are part of the same unit.
My understanding is they wanted to bring the 150 servicemen and their family and friends for the send off, so
yeah.
I'm assuming that would be all of them.
All the ones, yeah, everybody from all three places, probably.
So. Well, I think if I'm hearing everybody that we're kind of on the same page, I have a motion to move to tier two.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Van Donsen?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
We will look at it again on the 28th.
Is this gym unavailable for something like that?
This one here? Is that
The admin gym? Yeah, so the question...
I just don't know if there'd be that many.
I mean, that way you aren't taking it into the school where the kids are.
Well, our junior high boys practice here every day.
Okay. I just watch them leave.
Yeah, I was going to say they're here. I think the bigger question is if we're going to open it up to any group, we have to be careful that we're not just selective.
Mm-hmm.
If we move to tier three, then it's tier three and anyone who wants to request facilities.
Yep. Bridge too far right now.
Yep.
I think we can look at it again on the 28th. I'm not, by February 6th, I'm not sure if we'll be there or we might. But I'm not sure if we will be.
What I read today from the Department of Health, as far as the vaccination tearing and things. It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, because the people have been calling out there, including myself. And at 69, they were saying that I'm still in the B group, which is all the teachers are in the B group, but they said even in the B group, they're going to start saying, okay, age, and then, you know, exposure, all the rest of the stuff. So police officers are all in the B group, so, and they don't have the vaccine for that. So I think we're all going to be waiting. Good news, though, the Chinese now have three of their vaccines in phase three. So, you know, we buy socks from them. I don't know why we wouldn't buy our shots from them.
Well, we'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, I'll let you test it first.
That conversation becomes a political hot take.
Yeah, and moving on to letter B.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd bring it up. I heard it.
I am curious, since we're looking at alternatives, now that the city is done using East Elementary for a courthouse, did they bring that back to being a gym again, or did they leave it back at being
their multi-purpose room? And it wouldn't have bleachers or anything, and the armory would be a lot larger space than what East would be, I think, for that, the cafeteria.
And I don't know how they left it, but they built like walls and offices in that.
Yeah, I don't know if they returned it back to its to the gym that it was, or what.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do have, I think I can reach out to Matt and offer up both our technology,
yes,
to help
do
with a live stream, but also if they are interested in folding chairs for the armory, we could probably help, or even our bleachers from the tennis courts that have a couple of rows on it, if they would like to try to do something.
Be as generous with what they need as we can, but not move into phase three. We just, I don't feel comfortable with that.
I'm not at all ready for tier three yet.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are. But so, if you can help them, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next on new business is consider early graduation requests.
And this list is a little longer than normal. I think with virtual learning and COVID and masks, a few more kiddos are ready to fly the coop a little early, and they've got all the things done that they need to get done. So I would recommend that you approve this pending they do finish their completion of any requirements that they need to this week.
Yeah, end of the terms this week.
Yep, Friday.
All right.
So could I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Curtis?
Yes. Next is consider reinstatement requests from expelled students.
Yep, we had two students that did an agreement before, so we didn't even have to have the hearing.
Right.
And they have met and provided all the documentation necessary to be reinstated, and they have requested to be reinstated. So our recommendation is that the board go ahead and reinstate them for second semester.
Okay.
Any conditions?
They both have a plan coming back. Yep.
All right. Clause the plan. They must follow it.
Yep.
All right.
Any other questions?
Oh yeah, who's going to make them follow the plan? Who's going to be
Mr. Kiefer?
Mr. Kiefer, yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. Next is to consider the 2021-22 at-risk dropout prevention budget application.
This is, was changed in law just a few years ago. Prior to that, you had to approve the whole application and get in caboodle, and now you just approve the budget, and that's all we actually have to submit. So we qualify for $395,274 of at-risk dropout prevention money. Our plan is to spend it exactly the way we're spending it this year, which is on, we have an at-risk or student services coordinator. We have somebody who does the alternative programming at the high school, and then our nurse gets partial, our nurses associates in each of the buildings, and our counselors. So that is basically where the money goes, and we recommend that the board approve going after the entire amount.
Okay, yes, and only one question on the data associated with this is how many kids have we actually prevented? What was our prevention percentage, or how do we measure it?
We do look at our dropouts each year, and we have cut that back. Our trend line's going very well.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I'd like to think that we might want to publicize that so that people know that their tax dollars are being used for good work.
Purposes, yep.
Yep.
Good idea. I think I heard Marty say, make the motion. So I'll second. I'm like, wait, I think he's, okay, I'll second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Van Donsla?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yep.
Gerdes?
Yes. And last is announcements. Dates to remember, January 15th is the end of the first semester. January 18th is a professional development day, also no school that day. The 25th is our next school board meeting. The 28th, we have some bid openings. And then the items to be placed on the agenda for our next regular meeting, which will be January 25th, is to consider the copier printer replacement proposal, consider the E-rate application proposal, and consider the staff laptop proposal.
Barry and Craig are going to make the most of the meeting, so.
Okay, sounds good.
Bid openings will be the 28th, and then the board will be given the recommendations for those packages on the February 8th board meeting.
I was going to ask, what bids are we looking at?
For next meeting?
28th.
So we have two proposals.
Oh, no, for the bid.
Oh, for those. Let's, yep. Hold on.
Do you have David's?
What do we have that bids on?
I mean, sorry. I thought you were talking about something different. So we have bid package 3B is building concrete, 5A is structural steel material and delivery, 5B is steel and precast concrete erection, 31A is site work, 31B is site utilities, 32A site concrete and concrete paving, and 32B is landscaping and site improvements. So there will be 7 bid packages for this next round.
And one of the things that we felt pretty strongly about was breaking those up so any local contractors have a shot at putting in a bid instead of just having one general contractor who takes care of all of the concrete. It's, you know, somebody could just bid the parking lot part of that or the building.
My guess is you're going to have probably some local for like site work, possibly site utilities, site concrete paving, landscaping, and site improvements. Probably not real local for the steel or the
steel. I just want to know, now will they be, are they, the ones that put in their names earlier, are they going to be appraised of this? That this is the date?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're in communication with all
the contractors. They're already in communication, okay.
Yep.
So do the bids, does it just open up to bid, right, on that date? Or bids, or they have to be in by that date?
So all of this stuff has actually been put out to all the contractors now. So the 28th is when the bids will actually be due and opened. And then you guys will approve those bids at the first meeting in February.
Okay.
So what they will do, David, that day, and if you're welcome to attend, I think it's at 2:00. David sits at the table. He literally opens the envelope. He checks to make sure that they have their
bid bond.
The what?
Bid bond.
Bid bond, and then make sure that they've included everything in their bid that was expected to be included. And then he announces the number, and we put it on a spreadsheet, and then he opens the next one, make sure they have their bid bond and make sure everything's included, and then we write out the number. Once he's opened all the envelopes, he says thank you everybody and they leave. Then he goes back and has to verify everything. He reads all the fine print. He compares them to make sure that they truly have got everything in the package that was expected. And then he will also call and verify with them that they can meet our schedule. And then he will make a recommendation to us based on who was low and who had a qualified bid. Some of them might be thrown out because they didn't follow the directions on there. And so he needed about a week or two, since there are seven of them, before he'll have everything ready for the board. That's why he won't see it until February 8th.
He also likes to have a pretty lengthy conversation with the low bidder to make sure they fully understand
sure.
the project and they're not missing any, you know, just
a little scope problem.
Yeah, dot your I's and cross your T's.
Because change orders are not good for bidding.
Right, and that's what, you know, really they're trying to avoid up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a little picture of a bum that was on my desk, and he had a sign next to him that said, I won every bid.
Anything else, board members, before we adjourn?
Since we didn't table anything, I think that's the end.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ta-da! Yeah. And 21 minutes. Thank you.
There we go.